This is Jane Boynton with Volunteer Spotlight, featuring some of our GARS volunteers. Today, we are visiting with Mona Scott, who's been a GARS volunteer for about 2 years.
Yes.
Mona, what brought you to GARS 2 years ago?
My daughter thought that it would be a good idea if I came and did some reading, because I work with special needs children and adults for all of my 30 years of experience in psychoed, as well as in psychiatry.
What do you do for GARS?
I read the community news.
What gives you particular satisfaction about your work with GARS?
Knowing that I am reading to people who can't read for themselves, I like the fact that I can share this information with them. They really do need to know what's going on in the community so they can get out and participate.
What do you do when you're not volunteering for GARS?
Well, I am a children's picture book author. I wrote and self-published my first book 3 years ago, and it's called Nappy Sun Ray Crown. It's about self-acceptance. A little 8-year-old girl talks about her hair journey. It's kind of funny. My brother did the illustrations. And at the end of the book, she explains how and why we African-Americans have the type of hair that we have, so that we can understand our heritage from that point of view. The second book is called Micah's Little Book of Affirmations for Children. Micah gives a little information about her name, which means God-like. She tells the children that they too can be God-like, even though their name is not Micah. There are at least 18 positive affirmations that the children can practice every day. She also gives some fun advice on what to do on a ooey gooey day. When you're a little stressed out, first wash your hands, put on a little lotion, share it with your friends so that you can smell good and then the world smell good too.
What do you do with your free time other than that?
I sew, I do crafts, I make greeting cards, I tap dance, and I teach tap dancing. My students were encouraging me to write a book. I ended up writing a basic tap dance manual so that students who are in tap dance class can take the book and practice at home as well.
Are you a native Atlantan?
No, I'm not. I'm originally from New York City. I majored in theater and dance, and I have a master's in dance movement therapy from Antioch, New England Graduate School.
What brought you to Atlanta?
My parents were part of a traveling social club, and my parents' group took a bus ride here to Atlanta several years ago. I liked what I saw when we came for that weekend. I liked the little combination of city and country here.
Is there anything that you'd like to share with our GARS listeners?
Focus on your talents, regardless of the fact that you may not be able to see clearly. Focus on what talents that you have and build on it. Much of what I do, I've been quite a surprise that I had all the various artistic abilities in me. I learned how to paint 2 years ago, and I didn't know I could paint pictures. Cherish what you can do with or without the ability to see clear. Your hands are there, use them. If you can hear well, listen. Speak well, speak.
Thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us today, Mona.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate this.
We've been visiting with Mona Scott, one of our valued GARS volunteers. This is Jane Boynton with Volunteer Spotlight for the Georgia Radio Reading Service.